Hey, backstage, it's Belle 220. I was asked by my wonderful co-regent, Penny, and my good boy, Annis, to do this questionnaire. So I'm going to. I do realize I'm about 20 days too late. Life gets in the way. I got strep again, so that kind of put a damper on my recording. And yeah, it's not. My voice still isn't up to par, but we're going to try. So. Question number one, what are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? I think they're a good idea, but nobody is ever really going to commit 100% to their resolutions, so I never make them. Because I know I'm just going to get disappointed in myself in 2 months when I'm like, damn it, I was going to do this thing, and I didn't. Ugh. So, no. Question number two. What was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? I got on GWA in 2016. Like, I discovered this. I was very happy about that. In real life, I got my cats. Like, that's terrible. Well, my husband and I have been married for a year in 2016, so there's that. But I got my cats, and they're like my babies, and that was a highlight of 2016 for me, because I've always wanted a cat, and I really could never have one, and now I have two. The last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? Let me go to my text messages. We're going to find out. I believe the last text message I sent was actually a link to a Soundgasm recording to my husband that I haven't posted yet. But since that doesn't count, the text I sent before that was also to him. And it says, thank you, baby. I love you, too. So that's pretty much my upcoming year. I'm okay with that, though. Number four. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA-related orgasms this year? Can I say it's 50-50? Like, I'm looking forward to listening to some fantastic content, but I also want to record fantastic content, so I'm going to say both. What was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? Well, like, I got on GWA in 2016, and I thought, I'm just going to write scripts because I've done that before. And I'm just going to do PTA audios because I don't know about how comfortable I would feel masturbating and recording it. And then that kind of flew out the window, and I was really proud of myself for that. So that's what I'm going to say is probably my biggest GWA challenge is just getting over the shyness and posting. Number six, pick three words that describe your 2016, then pick three words that you want to describe your 2017. 2016 was summed up in three words: stressful, anxiety ridden, which is hyphenated, so that only counts as one, and it felt really long. Like, it wasn't a bad year. It wasn't a great year. Let's move on to 2017. I hope 2017 is productive. I hope 2017 is more relaxed. And I hope it's a lot of fun. 2017 has just begun. Done anything you're proud of or regret this year? Not anything yet. Like, there was something that... No, that's a lie. It's a lie. I'm very proud that I held my tongue the other day while talking to my mother-in-law, and that's all I'll say about that. I even got a pat on the back from my husband afterwards. He's like, good job, honey. Because it... Oh, Lord bless that lady. Question number eight. If you can trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year, who would you pick and why? I am going to trade lies during the month of March with my friend that is au pairing at the moment in Holland. I don't really know where she's at. She's somewhere over there, and she sent me the name of the town, but I can't pronounce it, so I'm not going to try in a Snapchat. But that's who I trade lives with, because I think that's going to be very interesting, and that would be something I would like to do that I didn't actually get the chance to, is to go abroad and do something like that. So I would trade lives with her. Question number 9. What was your biggest personal change from January to December of 16? In January of 2016, I had to go start having meetings with somebody on the campus at school because of some issues I was having. And that really helped kind of shape a viewpoint that started in early 2016 and have carried on. It's like, you have to stop doing things for everyone else, and you have to start focusing on yourself a little and what you want to do and taking care of yourself mentally and physically, but more mentally, because you don't tend to think about that. And that was a really hard mindset for me to switch to, because I tend to run around and do everything for everybody else and don't take any time for myself. And that is very, very stressful when you're a full-time student and you're a full-time worker that you work like 38 hours a week, and that you're a full-time married lady with two families, and it's just too much stress. So my biggest personal change was recognizing that sometimes I need to tell people to fuck off and have some woosah time to myself. Number 10, everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA, from a ramble fap to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Be as specific as you want. I have yet to find, I found good examples of this audio, but it's not something that's like they're good, like they're all, I don't know. It's not. I want to hear an audio where it's like first time relationship. Like you're in a relationship and you've kind of new to everything, but you've kind of been in it for a while. And from the man's point of view, and she wants you to dom her, and it's her first time being domed. Like, and not like a, not like, super rough or not lots of like pain play or anything like that. Just like gentle first time daddy dom. I need it so bad. Yeah, that's basically my weak spot for anyone who needs to know, is gentle to moderately rough daddy dom. Just Lord help. Bonus question. Tell us a GWA user who you want to answer this questionnaire. I don't know if he's been tagged yet. If he hasn't, Llewellyn F., I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I'm going to go with, I don't know if she's answered. I'm going through right here and looking to see. Oh, she's already done it. Damn it, zombie kitty cat. I'm just going to go with Llewellyn right now. If I can't think of anybody else, I'll tag you. Y'all have a great night, and I'll see you later.